There's a small rebellion by parents in one of Pennsylvania's top-rated school districts. The district boasts great standardized test scores, and people pay big money to buy houses there. So why are these parents upset? Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt tells us it's all about a debate over how to teach children to read.
Kate Mayer knows what people say about her school district.
It's the best school district in the state, quote, quote. And I'm stuck with having to figure out how to not be the crazy mom and how to get my kids what they need.
Mayer lives in Tredyffrin, Easttown, a district about 30 minutes west of Philadelphia. It's an outlier, with test scores and income levels near the top of the heap. But two of her five kids struggled when learning to read. And she says the district doesn't teach reading the right way. Mayer and a growing group of parents in Tredyffrin, Easttown think the district doesn't focus enough on phonics. They believe teachers must carefully explain the sounds that different letter combinations make.
Chicken.
All kids benefit from phonics, says mom Jamie Lynch, but kids who don't naturally read well need it the most.
Why isn't the best school district in Pennsylvania teaching kids this way? It's clear that we know this is how kids need to learn. So why isn't it happening? I kept thinking I was missing something.
She wasn't alone. A growing group of parents say their kids don't grasp the reading basics. They've banded together and asked the district to change its approach. One of them is Nancy Karate, who says her fifth grader is a grade level behind in reading.
She said, "Mommy, how did you learn how to sound out words when you were a little girl?" And I told her, I said, I just did it. I don't know. I said, I don't know why it's so hard for you.
Phonics reigned supreme when Karate was a kid. It became less popular in the 1980s and 90s when some researchers argued for a whole language approach. They thought kids developed best if you surround them with books and fostered a love of reading. The pendulum has since swung back towards phonics, but the battle rages on, and parents have entered the fray. They're challenging the wisdom of local experts. At first, Nancy Karate dismissed the parents questioning district officials.
I did. I thought she was the crazy mom. No, it turns out she was the right mom. And I trusted the school was going to, you know, teach my daughter. They were going to fix it. They didn't fix it.
But these anecdotes don't prove there's a systemic problem. And the district says its reading program works for most students. Wendy Toll is the director of curriculum, instruction, and staff development.
I feel very confident in the reading instruction that we provide right now for our students.
Toll says the district sifted through internal data on its program for struggling readers and found it works for the majority. And the district does value phonics, she says, especially in the early grades.
There's going to be more emphasis at that point on the decoding skills because that's the foundation that we're building. But we can't forget about the vocabulary and the comprehension. We need to bring that along as well. Students still need to know what it is that they're reading. They need to understand it, even at the most basic level.
The question here is all about balance. How much phonics and how well does the district teach it? State testing data shows Tredyffrin Easttown students do really well overall in reading and writing. But the state also measures student progress from year to year, and the district ranks among Pennsylvania's worst in growth. It's tough to say whether the parents or district knows best. Either way, it's a debate with far-reaching implications, says Kate Mayer.
It's happening all over the country. Like, we're not the only parents saying this.
An upcoming documentary profiles a parent group in Ohio that convinced its district to embrace phonics. Others push states to pass laws that change the way colleges train teachers.
We're seeing a nationwide movement.
Louise Spear-Swirling studies reading disabilities at Southern Connecticut University. She thinks lots of schools struggle to teach the basics of reading. That's why 6 in 10 fourth graders don't test proficient on a national exam.
You really look closely at what's being done. It's lack of explicit systematic instruction.
Tredyffrin Easttown is an interesting place to examine this tension. It's a competitive district, and you could imagine parents overreacting if their kids fall a little behind. Maybe this is just a case of suburban anxiety run amok. Kate Mayer gets it.
It's a rich person's problem, but we have the information about our kids, and when you talk to the parents who have come to us, who are supporting us, they are saying, I moved to the number one school district in the state. I spend all this money. I want them to teach my kid to read the right way.
Tredyffrin Easttown doesn't have much poverty. The typical kid gets lots of extra help and early exposure to books. Mayer says if kids here struggle to read, there must be something wrong with the way we teach them. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.